Queen's University, or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to a very special episode of Bangers. This week, I am joined with my best friends. You've probably heard me talk about him or mention him, like, briefly on the show before. World, please be kind to him. This is Daniel. Yay!
Hello, everyone. So honored to be here. So excited to join Claire on this episode of Bangers. I know that I have a lot of opinions that nobody asked for, and I'm sure you're already used to that from Claire, but now you have double of it, so
yeah,
enjoy.
Double trouble. Okay, first song we played was actually picked by Daniel. It was Run Away With Me by Carly Rae Jepsen.
It's okay.
She's so Kia, I forgot her name.
Oh my goodness, no, we can't. We cannot shade her.
Anyways, you want to explain why you picked that song?
Of course, of course. Claire is not 100% wrong because, unfortunately, like, we saw Call Me Maybe's, like, huge success, and unfortunately, she has not, like, recreated that. But I need to everyone to stop calling her a one-hit wonder because when she put out Run Away With Me for Emotion, nobody gave it, like, the respect it deserved. We didn't see it, like, we didn't see it succeed. So now it's, like, time to give reparations not only to Run Away With Me but also to Carly Rae Jepsen. Mm-hmm. So I think on three, we have to say that we're sorry, Carly, okay?
One, two, three.
Sorry, Carly.
But also on that album, I think she has I Really Like You.
Yeah.
I thought that one, that one was big on the Canadian.
Yeah, but we need to realize that Run Away With Me is infinitely times better.
Yeah. It's her best song.
I agree.
And period. So anyways, we have a lot more music and a lot more to talk about with you. So let's get into it with a few more songs, and we'll be back after a short break.
Thank you. only gift that you ever gave was that you let me just get away. I hope I haunt you in every dream and you feel a little misery. What's her name? She lied. I sure wanted that you never do it right.
This is a hot spot. 숨쉬듯 찾는 이 밥상. 등골이 된 넌 fall in love. 참을 수 없는 말. 우린 in the kitchen. Cooking it up what you craving. 나의 맛대로 사센. And now the world's gone mad.
In it up.
Yeah, this is a hot spot. Don't give a fork, nigga, monotone. Super boss, your mouse is your ass. Beatles are three star.
Yeah, my love, my hate it. 어디 가서 너의 diet.
난 몰래 second enemy. You better stop lying.
You say that I'm messing with your head.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And with that, we are back. So the songs we just played, we'll go over those. First, we started with Killing Time by Magdalena Bay. I picked this one, but Daniel wanted to make a very clear point.
I need everyone to understand that, like, that album is truly, it's just, it's so good beginning to end. And it, I want to say for anyone who's listening that has ranked this album, every time I see anyone put any interlude, especially like True Blue interlude, last immediately, like a fair, like an angel loses its wings. I just want everyone to know that who's listening.
Can I make an argument? I don't think interlude should be ranked.
I can see your point, but like, let's not pretend that True Blue specifically doesn't eat like incredibly hard.
Actually, no, because I can't lie, because Not My Responsibility technically effectively functions as one, and I'm willing to rank that.
So there you go.
Anyways, after that, we played Ghost by Fifi Dobson. You want to talk about that one too?
I feel like anyone who has ever listened to a radio station here has heard this song, but that is for a reason. It's because, you see, maybe like she's had other songs though, so you definitely, she's not even like a one hit wonder in the same way that Carly is, unfortunately speaking. Like that song is just so good, and I'm not someone who particularly listens to a lot of like older music, and even though that's not like that old, I feel like if my mom knows it, then I consider it an old song because she doesn't know anything like from the last like 2 years. So I'm so happy that something from that time period eats so hard. I feel it's from like early 2000s or late 90s.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. Okay, then I played Spaghetti by Le Sserafim. This is their brand new song. I have been waiting for my girls to have a comeback, and I think this is so good. A lot of people don't want to give it a chance, but I feel like it's like gnarly. She's a grower. You have to give it like a few listens.
Claire has good taste. And trust her.
Yeah. Trust my judgment.
Yep.
And not just the fact that I think they're pretty.
No, you're right. See, I'm not attracted to women, so I can give you honestly that song. I do support it, and it's not just because they're hot.
Okay. And then we finished off with What the Hell by Avril Lavigne. You also want to talk about this song?
Yes, I do. I want to say for anyone who believes that Avril was cloned, I would like to say that I can't comment on this rumor, but I do support us maybe going outside and touching some grass. But I want to say, people also like to say that she like fell off really hard, and I don't believe that either because she's put out a lot of good music recently. So please, everyone, consider that. But What the Hell is a great song.
I'm just Head Above Water, when Head that song came out, like changed my life. Yeah. I remember like she performed it on like Dancing with the Stars or something, and I hadn't heard it before, and I was like, what is that melody?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, okay, this is the segment where I talk about something or multiple things that have happened recently in pop culture so that the employed folks listening to my show can get a little taste of unemployment. So today's topic we have decided is Katy Perry, just as a whole, general.
There's a lot to unpack with Katy Perry. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, just like, I feel like a couple hours ago that we got a post from her about being like, oh, guys, my new lead single is out, which I feel like I need to make it clear. And as people who listen to music, I'm sure you feel the same way. I'm very against leaking information surrounding music. And I feel bad because even though she's an interesting person, I'll leave it right there. I feel bad because it was like leaked, like the pre-save link was leaked, everything was leaked before she actually had the chance to post it. It's called Band-Aids, which I feel like has potential to be good. And she finally, let's all like thank Katy so hard for this. She finally got rid of Dr. Luke. So it is just Max Martin and some other friends on the track. So I have hopes for this.
Okay.
Her relationship.
The Justin Trudeau stuff is like so confirmed now. I feel like though after like the boat incident, I feel like we kind of all knew, but it's just crazy to me because like as like we're Canadian, and it's so weird because I'm like that man led our country.
Yeah.
At some point.
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that. That's crazy.
And like him at the concerts was funny too. I can't lie. But like the music's so bad.
Did go to her concerts.
Yes, I just feel like the last album was too bad. Like I'm not sure she can.
1-4-3.
She can't come back from the combination of 1-4-3. And the spaceship.
You're right, but I also think that 1-4-3 was so bad that like it kind of will make whatever she does next look really good in comparison to it, because it's like nothing can be as bad as that was. Nothing can be as soulless.
Which is crazy because the amount of times I've heard Crush playing in the metro, or at like in any public space I go to, needs to be studied.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know what they're on. Okay, Anyways, we are going to get back into it with a few more songs, and after that, we're going to talk about celebrity Halloween costumes because spooky season just wrapped up.
Yes.
Very exciting. So we'll see you guys again after the break.
Misguided visions that defy figure. We drank that brown liquor. You made a deal with this devil. Turns out my check's bigger. You wanna fight, you found it. I got the place around it. You'll be sleeping with the fishes before you know you're drowning.
Articulate the feeling I'm going through. I just can't say I don't love you, 'cause I love you. Yeah, it's hard for me to communicate the thoughts that I hold, but tonight I'm gonna let you know. Let me tell the truth, baby, let me tell the truth. Yeah, you know what I'm thinking. See it in your eyes.
You hate that you want me. Hate it when you cry. You're scared to be lonely, especially in the night. I'm scared that I'll miss you. Happens every time. I don't want this feeling. I can't afford love. I try to find reason to pull us apart. It ain't working, cause you're perfect. And I know that you're worth it. I can't walk away.
Manipulate the feeling you're going through. But baby girl, I'm not blaming you. Just don't blame me too. Yeah. Cause I can't take this pain forever. And you won't find no one that's better. Cause I'm right for you, babe. I think I'm right for you, babe. You know what I'm thinking. You won't be hate it when you cry. It ain't working, cause you're perfect, and I know that you're worth it. I can't walk away.
Okay, and with that, we're back. We started that off with Washing Machine Heart by Mitski, also known as the only Mitski song I can listen to without spiraling. Yeah, any thoughts on that one?
I think it's a great song. I feel like coming off of What the Hell by Avril Lavigne and then throwing everyone into Washing Machine Heart is kind of a crazy thing. But
it's like, well, it's like throwing someone into the washing machine.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Think about it. Okay. This one was Daniel's. I would like to be very clear. Next, we played Father Figure by Taylor Swift.
let's just say that I know that there are very polarized opinions on this album, but there are a couple of songs that I've seen. Like, I feel like Fate of Ophelia has been very well received, and I haven't seen a lot of critiques towards this song in particular, so I was like, also, I feel like this is the strongest song lyrically on the album because any song talking about her journey with her masters is automatically like a 10 in my books because she can speak on it like so close to the heart. You know what I mean? Like it's very authentic. And also, we don't support you, Scott Borchetta. So.
Yes, retweet. And the other thing is, as much as I can say I don't love the new album, she is the reason why I want to go into entertainment law, because when she was talking about claiming her masters back, especially during Red Era, the legal battle, I was really invested in seeing how the legislation for that worked, and then it got me interested in realizing, wait, I can do law, but I can also do music. Yes. I was like, this is so cool, and like no other artist has really been transparent about that. So I thought that was really interesting. So thank you, Taylor.
Yes, thank you,
Taylor. I'm hoping the snaps pick up. After that, we played Wonder by Shawn Mendes, also known as his only good song.
And you should speak on it. I feel like this song is kind of like, it's like when an artist has a discography, when you see like billions of streams, I feel like he's a great example of that doesn't correlate to talent necessarily. Mm-hmm. But this song, the way I'm pretty sure it's like number 9 or something out of like in his most popular songs, and it's the best. So that's kind of confusing when I see like Treat You Better above Wonder, I kind of get whiplash.
His most popular is, let's see, There's Nothing Holding Me Back, which was okay. Treat You Better is awful.
But at all, none of his most popular songs compare.
But what is it, the better that he get? Oh, wait, he has a good one. Was it the You Got Plans Tonight? I was thinking I could fly to your hotel.
Wait, am I fake? I don't
Lost
know.
Lost in the Japan one.
The Japan one? I don't do Shawn Mendes.
I don't know. Okay, and then after that, we played Die For You by The Weeknd. This was
like
also yours.
This is, okay, obviously, if you can't tell, I'm not really a straight man or into straight music, but I feel like this is kind of the area, the artist that maybe the gays and the straights can agree on, because I truly think this is like one of the best songs that I've ever heard in my life. And I want to say I support Ariana in like as a musician, like she's truly so great. I think this specific song is better in its original form, and I love what he did with this song.
Clock that T. Okay. With that out of the way, now we got to talk celebrity Halloween costumes. And it wouldn't be a conversation about that unless we brought up the queen of Halloween herself, Miss Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum, that never disappoints, never disappoints. We saw Medusa, which I feel like is, I mean, like you said, she'd been talking about it. But like at the same time, I didn't expect to see like, I feel like every year we're like, oh yeah, she's going to do something like above and beyond. But she, like the effort for this one with everything moving and all that, like truly, like she put in 10 times the effort anybody else did.
As somebody who did try to DIY my own costume this year, now I know how awful it is.
Yeah.
And I feel like that made like my respect for the people that work on that stuff so high.
Yeah.
Because I found it so time consuming. But also,
speaking of your costume though, do you want to speak on your queen?
Guys, I'm a bit of a TikTok star now. So I dressed up as Billie Eilish, my girl, my wife, in the All the Good Girls Go to Hell music video. And I just posted a stupid video. Like, I was like, whatever. Like, I'm so proud of this. Like, I just want to post a video of myself in my costume. And I don't know what happened. I went to bed at like 3 a.m. that night. I wake up in the morning and I opened TikTok and I saw the little thing where it's like 99 plus notifications in the bottom. And I had like 10K likes. And I, even at that point, I was like gagged. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is going to be like the greatest thing I ever do with my life. And then I think, what is it at today?
Was it at
like 127?
No, 132 last time I checked. People are eating her costume as they should, though, because I'm telling you, like, you can see how much effort she put in. You can see the black handprints on the wall in my apartment.
Guys, my bathroom is really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
but on the topic of Billie, her costume ate too.
The thing is though, Billie is unfortunately like so pretty that she doesn't have to try, but she does, which is the good thing.
Which, yeah.
Like when you're pretty enough though, like you don't have to try anything.
And can we talk about how she said in the caption every single thing item she used in her costume was something she already had in her closet?
We love that.
Sustainable. I unfortunately cannot relate this year, but...
And then Sabrina, we did have to look up what her costume was because we're fake.
It was from like an ABBA music video, but I do know the ones from the concert.
Yeah.
Those were cute.
Okay, well, if you don't know Wonder Woman, then I feel like...
Guys, can she be Wonder Woman? Can we kick Gal Gadot out?
I feel like that would be a net positive for society. I feel like literally anyone else.
I like that one of the few things that unites everybody in the universe together is that Gal Gadot sucks at her job.
Yeah, she's not a good person or a good actress.
Yes.
Like, you have to be at least one of them.
And I like that everyone can, like, agree on their disdain for her. Like, I don't know anyone that likes her.
No.
And then what was her other one? She was Barbie. I was hoping for that one. The cowboy Barbie.
Like, no one was that shocked.
No, I wasn't surprised. I thought that was cute. And she's already done Barbie Girl as a surprise song. So, like, I guess it was expected. And then her last one wasn't it, like, Fred Flintstone?
I'm not sure.
That was out of the ballpark. I was not expecting that one. I thought she was going to do something different. I'm not sure what, but...
Yeah, they ate this year. The celebrities were eating.
Yeah.
I had, like, I saw questionable ones, but you're always going
to
see.
Janelle Monáe is the cat in the hat. A week after saying that she traveled to the 1970s.
Which she did. She did. We believe her.
She saw Ziggy Stardust, David Bowie perform Ziggy Stardust, and then she took her jet back to the 2000s, and she just knew.
She knew.
She had to make
it. I support her.
She went to the Disney room and said, I want to make history.
And that's what this is.
Okay, anyways, we have three more songs coming up. Unfortunately, we are at the end of our time. This has been so fun. I'm hoping I can bring more people on, or yes, maybe if Daniel wants to come again.
Of course. Thank you for having me. It was so much fun to be here.
We're going to start with You're a Natural by Grace Spittel, and then we're going to follow that up with Colors by Halsey, which you picked.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it really quickly?
I would love to say, the thing is, I don't want to hear anyone say when they hear the word blue that they, like, don't think of that song, because she, like, that was the 2010 song.
You told
song.
Me you don't think of blue by Billie Eilish.
That was the 2010s song.
Yes.
About, like, blue. Like, there's literally nothing else in the 2010s that comes
the
close.
Impact that song had on Tumblr, like,
yeah,
needs
Tumblr,
to be put in the history
anything.
Books. Yeah. DashCon. Do you remember DashCon?
Carry on.
We going to pretend. Okay, if you want, just look up DashCon. Like, we ain't going to explain it.
No.
There's lore.
There's too much.
And then we're going to finish with Daniel's favorite Billie song, because you know it wouldn't be a show without me having to make something about Billie in some way or form.
Yeah.
Which is L'amour de ma vie. Yeah, part of my French. You want to talk about it?
It's honestly, the thing is, like, I feel like you could blindly choose any song from Hit Me Hard and Soft and you're not going to be disappointed. I honestly do think, though, that she should be, like, probably sent to prison just for a little bit for not releasing the full song. We need to go, like, maybe, like, on a mass unfollowing spree until she releases it, and then everyone can go back.
We need to talk. You know what? Here's my only ask. You know what I need? I need her to re-release the album with 11 tracks and just have the end of the first part of the song transition into Over Now, and just have Over Now be a separate track like it already is on, like, she released it separately.
It's beautiful. That's great.
But I think the thing is, she didn't have that song done when the album came out because she was scared that people were going to think it was bad.
Yeah. That's
but it wasn't. It popped off.
She needs to have confidence in herself.
Exactly. Believe in yourself, mama. Okay. And with that, I guess that is it from us. This was so much fun. I hope you guys enjoy listening to this. And I'll see you next week, maybe with another guest. Maybe Daniel wants to come back again, or maybe Claire will be riding solo.
We'll see.
See y'all.
Who taught you how to be sane? Know what you want and behave. When it comes to loving, it's an easy thing for you. You say you casually date, but you're a natural babe. I think I'm starting to get you. By the way you touch me, it's got me wondering if you have done this before. I'm no detective, but you got me guessing. There's so much for me to explore. Concentrating when it comes to loving, you're all mine. Good job on graduating my class of navigating. Now, are you ready to test drive? By the way, you touch me, you've got me wondering how you are such a good tease. I'm no detective, but you got me guessing. With good genes, oh. Ooh, you say it's your first time and I know that. But baby, you're a natural and
years old. You're dripping like a saturated sunrise. You're spilling like an overflowing sink. You ripped at every edge, but you're a masterpiece. And now you're tearing through the pages and the ink. Everything is blue.
I wish you the best for the rest of your life. Felt sorry for you when I looked in your eyes. But I need to confess, I told you a lie. I said you my life, the love of my life. Did I break your heart? Did I waste your time? I tried to be there for you, then you tried to break mine. It isn't asking for a lot for an apology, for making me feel like I'd kill you if I tried to leave.
said you'd never fall in love again because of me. Then you moved on immediately. But I wish you the best for the rest of your life. Felt sorry for you.
And Brad Payton of Silicon Valley celebrating their 50 years together, and all the listener donors who make this program possible. Ask us about how you can join them. Look for This We Are Radio.